Good morning. Good morning from the banks of the River Wey Canal in Godalming. I'm walking past, what do you call those boats that you have? Canal boats. One of them's called the Black Dog, and one of them's called the Muscovy Duck. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I've never walked two dogs together at the same time. I'm going to have this is a very nervous boo. And I've got two big ropes in my left hand, one orange, one red. And at the end of them they have, oh, and here's number one dog doing a poo. Now he's doing the poo in the middle of a load of nettles. My God, that would be a lot of stuff to put in a poop bag. Now, what are the ethics of when the dog has done a poo in the nettles? Should I bag it? I'm not sure, to be truthful. I'm not sure. I think on the safety side, I probably... Well, hang on. If it's on the safety side, I should do it. So I'm now taking the Harlequin, number 5. It's just across from me, Batty Ford Wharf. That's where it's from. Now I'll pause the audio while I bag the stuff. Okay, job done. There are limits to what it's worth sharing on audio. And or even on video, and I've just run into one, even though for me it's a first, and I do err on the side of, you know, recording audio about something that to me is novel. So this Wey Canal is owned by the National Trust. And in case you don't know what the National Trust is, it's a conservation charity with over 3 million members. In fact, I couldn't be sure if it doesn't have closer to 4. But I used to work for it. I used to be an employee, and I used to also do consultancy work for it, training people. So it's a real buzz for me to walk along a bit of the National Trust, and it's so quiet. And the water, it's actually the River Wey. I think it must be a river, not just a canal. And across the other side I can see small industrial units or some kind of offices. Well, no, they're not really offices, they're industrial units. The path is sand, so it's clearly suitable as a bridal way. And it's a delight. Did one of my guys do that? Oh dear, another piece of stuff to pick up. Oh no, or oh yes. That was dropped by somebody else's dog. Disgusting. Anyway, I can feel very righteous that I've dealt with it. And now there are little, are they coots in the water? Reddish bill with a tiny bit of yellow on the tip. Dark with a streak of white along the side, and a tail which looks like it has a little white on it. So I'm guessing that underneath the coot. Oh, here. Oh my goodness, here's my nightmare. A man with 3 dogs. Right, thank goodness. None of them are on a lead, so I won't feel problematic. So look, this could be the height of a problem now. Hey? Oh dear, I'm going to walk past here as if I've walked dogs every day for the last 50 years. Here we go. If you hear a man. Oh, here's the 2 dogs running up too. Yeah, good dogs. Good morning. Good morning. Lovely day, isn't it now?
Oh, the wind's still cold.
True. Very. Tis still a bit cold.
Oh. Come on, girls.
Do you know, I've just realised I've left my, I see it around your, my leads a little bit further back. I'll have to go back for it. Okay, actually, it's much better than you could have expected. But then I discovered that while all that was going along fine, I discovered that I'd left behind the two leads. So I've had to walk back for them, my red and orange lead, and then I ran into a couple of people. Okay. Well, have a nice day.
And you.
All best. Now, that man had three Labradors. Three Labradors with him. Three black Labradors. Right, okay. Now we're back on track. I've got the leads. I've got the dogs. Now, one of the dogs has got... In fact, both of them have interesting names. One of them's called Megatron. Megatron is one dog, popularly called Mega. And the other one is called Nala. Nala. I wish I could tell you what kind of a dog Nala is. He's some kind of a strange one. He's got a kind of a grey and brown mix in colour. It's all this consistent all over the body. And the other one is a really... a lab, but it looks like a lab, but I suspect he isn't a lab, really. Something else. On the right-hand side of the canal, over there, you might be able to hear knocking. Now, you might not be able to hear, but they're building houses. Now, to me, this is unusual, because they've stopped house building in Ireland. Now, maybe I'm exaggerating, but I haven't seen people building houses and scaffolding up around them in a long time. It's clearly a sign of economic activity here in Godalming. On the other side of the bank, on the same side of the bank as they're building, are two life buoys or life rings. That you would throw in the river if somebody fell in. At least that's what they look like from here. So this is a place that you'd get... Oh, they are. That's what they are. Very orange against the green. But just ahead of me, further on, a man and his partner, man carrying a Canon camera, backpacks on the two of them, look like they might be setting out to walk the whole of the way. W-E-Y, by the way, is how you spell the way, navigation. Up in front of me, even more canal boats. And coming towards me, too.